Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. As parents, we have the awesome responsibility to discipline our children. Even the best courses on child rearing could never totally prepare a parent to handle every situation with perfection. Spankings were common when I was little, but my wife Evie can only remember getting one. So I tell her, "See, there's your problem. You weren't spanked enough when you were little." And she reminds me that that just means she must have been so much better than me as a child. Oftentimes, one parent becomes the primary disciplinarian, and the other is a comforter, someone to pour on the love and kiss the pain away. I discovered that it works best to be both, someone to pour on the discipline and, at the same time, pour on the love. You say, "How can you possibly do that, Paul?" First of all, I have been very strict with both Renee and Alex. They've never been allowed to throw temper tantrums, talk back, or keep bad attitudes. And I've trained both kids to respond instantly to my instructions, and yes, contrary to popular opinion these days, there was a season of spanking in each child's life. But it didn't end there. The strong discipline was followed up instantly with an even bigger dose of love. While some parents think that you must shun your child after discipline, I embraced mine. I would let them know how difficult it was for me to punish them and how I longed to never have to do it again. There were many times that I would punish them and then sit and cry with them and pray with them that the Lord would help them to never do it again. My kids have always known that they dare not disobey me or there will be serious punishment. But they also know why. And it's because I sincerely love them and want the best life for them, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make that happen in total love. Yes, I'd send them to timeout, but then I'd often sit there in timeout with them, telling them that I love them so much that I refuse to allow them to grow up with problems that will ruin their lives. My recipe for good kids: 1 ton of discipline and 2 tons of love. The end result? 2 of the best kids in the world. When asked if I have a degree in parenting, I say, "Oh yes, I have an RA, a Renee and Alex." That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.